to Real World News.
Paolo Groppo, industrial agriculture is incapable of solving world hunger. Paolo Groppo is the Officer of Rural Development of the Land and Water Division of the Natural Resources Department of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO. He follows the national, regional and global agendas on land use and tenure. Real World Radio interviewed Groppo on the main problems on which these talks were focused, the increase in land grabbing and the agrarian reform. He says agribusiness that is conceived now may be compared to a Ferrari car. It needs highways, fuel, etc. That is to say, the best lands, which are limited in the world, are being reduced. At the same time, we know that the increase in productivity of the five main agricultural products has been reduced in the past 50 years, reaching its genetic limit, so it is unthinkable that this kind of agriculture will be able to solve the problem of hunger in the world. What do we have left? Family farming as a social relation of humanity with nature. The Italian expert, who has just came back from Haiti, explained a diagnosis that requires to revert land grabbing from a strategic point of view. Although there is growing global population, we have almost reached the limits of productivity of the main food crops, and the reducing amount of agricultural land and agribusiness have proven to be unable to cover the global food demand. Groppo has a critical view of the state's level of understanding of the problem of land grabbing, and he proposes dialogue, consultation and negotiation as the only reasonable way to address these issues. Already in 1979, the FAO would call the attention about these problems, said Groppo, through the first World Conference on Agrarian Reform and Rural Development, a process that was interrupted in the 80s with the arrival of conservative governments like that of Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan in the UK and the US. Consequently, this issue had remained absent from the debates for almost two decades, making way to the market of agrarian reform streams. This was the situation until the Second World Conference on Agrarian Reform and Rural Development in Porto Alegre in 2006, which, according to the movements, set the tone for the later relation with the FAO. It was clear then that diversity required plural solutions through dialogue and consultation. The market will not solve the problem, nor the state alone. The solution required hard work and modesty, which sometimes international auditors lack, says Groppo. Since Porto Alegre, says Groppo, there has not been a radical change of paradigm in the FAO in the way of addressing this problem, going from a vision focused on results to another one focused on processes, from a FAO that considered itself the center of knowledge to an organization that aims to create knowledge with the communities. That is to say, the issue of the asymmetries in power on the issue of lands was addressed. Without addressing this issue, there is no chance of progress.
You are listening to Real World News.